What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 209 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. Truly, share the link with a couple of friends and then spend some time chatting about it with them. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled The Older I Get, .. Welcome back to episode 209 of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast entitled The Older I Get, .. I'd like to give a big shout out to our new listeners from Peru and Angola. That brings our total to 70 countries. If you want to help us reach more people in more countries, please subscribe, follow, share the link with your friends, or click on the support link in this episode's description. Your donation of any amount could change a life. Today's episode is going to be another walkabout, and we're going to be taking our walkabout through a park I call the Older I Get Park. And the welcome sign says, "As you walk through this park, we urge you to read the quotes on each sign and reflect on the words by thinking, the older I get, .. Feel free to share your thoughts on the journals provided at each location." Okay, you guys ready to join me on this walk? Super. Coming up on the first sign with a quote by Karen Samuelson, which says, "The older I get, the more I realize the importance of walking away from people and situations which threaten my peace of mind, plus self-respect, values, and my self-worth." Okay, let me open up the journal here. First quote says, "Wow, what a great first thought on this walkabout. It seems like most of my older friends aren't really eager to celebrate my recovery with me. They always want to complain about how much things in the world have changed, and that always ruins my peace of mind. So the older I get, the more I value friends who celebrate my recovery with me." Here's another one from this journal. It says, "Good reminder to me, the older I get, the more I focus on positive friends like the ones in my group meetings. This way I feel more positive about the day and the week ahead, and my self-respect grows through their encouragement." Super. Two comments to start us off on this walk. Let's head down the path and get to the next sign. And this is a quote by Omar Khayyam. And it says, "Dead yesterdays and unborn tomorrows. Why fret about it if today be sweet?" And in the journal, we've got a couple more comments. First one says, "Shuh, the older I get, the more I know it's time to focus on tasting the sweet things in that life. The bitterness of my past can keep me from all that sweet taste because I'm fretting about all that I've lost." The next comment says, "Love that phrase about unborn tomorrows. The older I get, I'm realizing it's up to me to push through to birth tomorrows of sweetness of joy." And finally, there's a comment that says, "The older I get, I need to learn to enjoy the present so that I can make my attitude toward the future look like a sweet delight waiting for me to taste." Wow, I love those comments and I love that quote. Guys really focused on tasting the sweet things in life and what that life has to offer us. Let's go down the path a bit. We come up to a sign with a quote by Susan B. Anthony. And it says, "The older I get, the greater power I seem to have to help the world. I'm like a snowball. The further I am rolled, the more I gain." Wow. Love Susan B. Anthony. And here's what the journal has to say for us. First quote says, "I feel like I've been stuck feeling like each day is a new uphill climb. The older I get, the more I see that it's time to rest on the mountaintops and enjoy the view." And the second one says, The older I get, the more I motivate myself with words and signs. So I'm going to put the word snowball on my mirror to remind me each morning to intentionally get off the mountaintop and roll downhill and gain the power of momentum so I can be a help to other people in their recovery. Wow. Good stuff there. Okay, let's move down the path and we come to the next sign, and it's a quote by Abraham Lincoln. And it says, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years. Let me check the comments here. First one says, true that. The older I get, I'm going to put life into every new day and not settle for same old, same old. It's a good start there. Second one says, linking this quote with the one at the last stop of this walkabout, the older I get, I know I have a lot to give to encourage others, and that's when I feel most alive. Whew, I like that comment by that guy, that as we get older, we really have a lot to give to encourage others, and we can feel alive just by sharing that with them. Here's the last comment from the journal. It says, the older I get, I remind myself of an acronym I heard years ago for the word fun. F is for friends. We do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all. It's time for me to start living that acronym. Wow, I like that one. F is for friends who do stuff together with us. U is for you and me. And N is for anywhere, anytime at all. I want to encourage all of you. That stirred me. Can you begin to live that acronym where you put fun in each day with friends, with you and me, anywhere, anytime? We focus on fun and happiness. That's a good one. Let's go down the path a little more. And it's a quote by John Lennon. And it says, count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears. That one's deep. Let me open up the journal. And the first thing says, whew, I needed to hear this one. The older I get, I want to laugh more, smile more. Enjoy each day, each friendship, each person that crosses my path is an opportunity for a new smile. Wow, I like that one. The older we get, we need to laugh more, smile more, enjoy each day more, and each friendship, and view each person that crosses our path as an opportunity for a new smile. That one stirs in me. The next entry in the journal says, the older I get, the more I'm convinced that I've cried too many tears for too many years. It's time for me to make new friends that make me smile. Whew. Another one that touches me, and quite frankly, that reminds me of one of the songs from my youth called 96 Tears, and it was cry, 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 96 tears. And about that, yeah, I've cried too many tears for too many years. So can you be encouraged by the words that this guy said? It's time for me to make new friends that make me smile. I think that's a good one. The next quote says, or the next comment says, this one hits home with me. I'm deciding right here and now to stop sharing my sorrows as I talk with friends. I'm trading my sorrows for the joy of the Lord. Wow, good one. Are you ready to make the decision right here and now to stop sharing your sorrows as you talk with your friends and trade your sorrows for joy and talk about your joys with friends? I guarantee you, you'll enjoy life a bit more. And the final comment in this journal says, happiness is when you wish the present moment lasts forever. Sadness is when you wish you could return back to that moment. The older I get, the more I wish to stay happy in each and every present moment. Wow, that one's deep too. Let me reread it for you. It says, happiness is when you wish to the present moment lasts forever. And sadness is when you wish you could return back to that moment. And I think that's a good challenge for each of us as we close out this episode of the podcast to say, we can change our attitude by changing what we're wishing for. So I want to challenge you, do you wish the present moment that keeps you happy lasts forever, and therefore you spend each day creating and seeking out and finding happiness? Or are you spending your days where you wish you could return to things that were happy but are gone, and therefore you're riddled with sadness? I think that's a good way to close. But again, I want to challenge each of you. How would you complete your phrase, the older I get, I dot, dot, dot. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. And I know the title was the older I get, dot, dot, dot. But I hope you realize it's for all of us at any age, because you know what? We're all getting older every day. So if you were listening and thought, that really is speaking to me, I want to encourage you to talk to somebody. I want you to join a group or just reach out to your support group and share your thoughts and things you want to focus in as you get older every day. Feel free to message me in the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com. Or go to my website, www.fromatd.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide in that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.